Archers for the week 17 to 22nd October 2004.
Betty's preening her feathers.
If I put a drop more baby oil on her feet, could you...
I'll spread her feathers with a scarf.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, that's a good girl. Just settle them gently, nice and gently.
We'll have to leave the hall in a minute.
Yeah, I know.
Judge is about ready to come in.
Oh, we're almost finished.
Hey, doing a good job there, Phoebe. Blossom looks magnificent.
She's lovely.
All three of them do.
Well, you haven't seen what we're up against.
Well, silkies are as good as anything here, aren't they, Phoebe?
Yes, better.
Yeah, well, of course they are. But some of the other exhibitors are real experts.
That's about right, Phoebe.
I was looking at a light Sussex or something, and one starts banging on about his beautiful neck hackle markings.
Oh, the hackles are the long feathers on his neck.
Oh, I didn't know. She was grim to pretend I knew what she was all about.
Well, have you heard of getting someone's hackles up?
Oh, yeah, right. Well, and then some bloke started chuntering on about whether silkies ought to be classed as bantams or large fowl.
Well, showing poultry is a serious business.
I'm just starting to realise.
They're coming in.
Hey, this is it, Phoebe. Start of the judging?
Well, it's ridiculous. My mouth's gone dry.
You're starting to sweat. All because of a few chickens.
We'd better get out and leave them to it.
Come on, Feeds. Let's buy some lunch, eh?
Be good, Alfred.
Oh, very neatly done.
Afternoon, Linda.
You know, that's something I never got the hang of.
No.
I did try my hand at a garden wall once, and it was fine till I had to make some half bricks.
Neil's just gone up to the pigs.
But that's not even a half, is it?
It's a quarter brick, a queen closer, to shift the next course over.
I see.
Do you mind if I...
Oh, no, go ahead and butter it. That's the right term for mortar.
If you're quick, you'll catch him.
It's actually you I've come to see, Mike.
Oh, well, it won't keep, will it? Only this is the first dry spell all weekend.
Oh, don't worry.
And Neil's desperate
worry.
To get the house back on
it
schedule.
It only takes a moment to say yes.
To what?
To the bonhomie of joint artistic endeavour and the warmth of an audience of applause.
No.
Mike, your second shepherd in last year's mysteries was a revelation.
No, I'm sorry, Linda. I ain't got time to be in a Christmas carol.
Ah, now.
Excuse me.
I quite understand, Mike.
I'm going to be far too busy here.
Naturally, someone with your gifts doesn't want to waste them on a minor role.
I don't care what the part is.
Not even the lead.
What?
It came to me this morning. As I looked at the gaps on my cast list, Mike Tucker, Scrooge.
I don't think so.
Scrooge the Elder, that is. You've had the perfect manner and bearing.
Yeah, then how come I'm about the 10th person you've asked? Excuse me?
Casting is a long, sometimes complex process, Mike.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
But if it's only my tardiness that's stopping you accepting...
Now, what's stopping me is I haven't got the time or the slightest inclination.
Oh.
Sorry, Linda.
You wouldn't like a little longer to consider, would you?
No, but while you're over here, why not ask Neil?
With the greatest respect, I'm casting for Scrooge, not Rip Van Winkle.
Oh, well, if he ain't lively enough for you, I don't know if you've heard Joe Grundy's key.
Hang on to Nana's hand. Don't want you getting knocked over.
Yeah, why? On our coupe, is that?
It's a prize card, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can go and check. Can you see, Phoebe? A piece of blue card?
Oh, wow.
Have we won something?
Well, not quite, but... Hey, look, Phoebe! Snowdrop, Blossom and Alfred have done really, really well!
She's not shy with the other children, is she?
No, it doesn't seem to be.
Oh, careful, Mary!
She's obviously inherited my charm, Jean.
No, don't kick up leaves, love!
Leave her, Kathy. Leave her, she's having fun.
No, it's the little boy I'm worried about.
Oh, he's all right. She's stopped prodding him now.
Hey, Mary, see how fast you can make the roundabout spin?
Pinson.
She's back on form again, isn't she?
She's a lot happier than she was, bless her.
Yeah, I don't think she's mentioned her mum once today.
Oh, she did at breakfast.
Still, she's over the worst of being homesick.
Yeah, comes and goes. She was so upset on Friday, the poor little thing.
Think she's soon recovered.
With a little help.
Well, I like carrying her on my shoulders.
I was thinking more about your mother.
Mum?
Yeah, going out of her way to wash in Aunt Muriel's favourite pyjamas.
She's crazy about those crocodile ones,
isn't she? And letting her ring Mel so late yesterday. You could see how tired Phil was.
I tell you what really cheered her up. Our funny face competition.
Mm.
Isn't that right, Mary? Mary, remember your monster face? Was it like this?
Get a hyper again.
Was it like this?
You're hyper a bowl.
OK, one more run round, OK, and then we'll get some chocolate.
Oh, Kenton, no!
Why not? That's it. Go on, all the way round.
She's had a packet of cheese already.
I pinched half of those.
Yeah, but I wanted to eat a proper tea later.
Kathy, she's going to eat if she's hungry.
Oh, it's not so easy finding things she likes.
She's not that picky.
Oh, yeah, I had to go into 3 supermarkets to find exactly the right sort of pasta shape.
She wants what she knows, that's all.
Yeah, and the right sort of bread, the right sort of juices.
It didn't take you that long, did it?
I'm not looking for thanks. All I'm saying is we shouldn't spoil her appetite.
Oh, you fuss too much.
Snapping monsters coming after you, Mary! Here we come!
You sure we waited long enough?
Yeah, it's been dark almost an hour.
There's no noise.
All the other birds will be asleep.
I think you're right.
Better slip the girls back in, no bother.
Yeah, we'd spoil a lovely day if the others started fighting them.
There, lift the hatch.
Yeah, all right.
I reckon they did pretty well. There, home again, Snowdrop.
Oh. Phoebe had so much fun there.
In you go. Close it a second.
Oh, not a peep.
Well, Riley Commend is very respectable for a first time, eh?
Me and Roy were almost as excited ourselves.
Right, you ready?
It's funny how the atmosphere gets to you.
That's awesome. Job done.
I was quite on edge when we walked back into the hall.
Oh, you needn't have worried, really. I mean, not at Ollerton.
What do you mean?
I was trying to tell you this morning the dish ain't certificates like confetti there.
Mike!
Well, it's a well-known fact. Put a feather duster down at Ollerton Free Trade, you come out with champion bird.
Oh, I'm sure that's not right, and whatever you do, don't...
Of course I won't say anything to Phoebe.
Well, make sure you don't. Oh, her face when she saw the card on our coupe.
She was so thrilled. She had this massive grin and her whole face went dimply.
Aww.
Yeah, and as soon as we got home, she gabbles it all out to Hayley, only so fast she can't understand a word.
What a pity Hayley had to be in Birmingham. There.
Oh, do the Canadian party all fit?
As long as 2 of them don't mind being on a separate corridor.
I can't see that being a problem.
Right, then I'll email the details.
Right, and then Phoebe's insisted we go upstairs. Down comes the pony picture from her wall. Yeah, and up goes the highly commended in pride of place.
Oh, it sounds like you all had a marvellous time.
Yeah, I'm surprised how much we enjoyed it. Almost makes up for having to work here Sunday evening.
Well, at least you've had a more productive day than I've had, Roy.
Oh?
I have been traipsing round all afternoon, virtually begging people to audition.
Oh, yeah.
I want my Christmas carol to be innovative, mould-breaking.
Dad said you'd been round.
Instead, it's heading towards make, do and mend. You couldn't work on him, could you?
Not really, Linda.
But he'd be so good as an embittered old miser.
Dad?
Well, a lot better than having no one at all.
Must be someone in Ambridge to play Scrooge.
Roy, I've been going round and round in circles. Now I'm at my wit's end.
Oh, dear.
I even called in on the Woolies.
You asked Jack?
Well, not so long ago. He'd have carried the part off marvellously.
Maybe, but ever since the shooting accident...
Oh, I know. I had to agree with Peggy. It was too much to ask.
I'm afraid so.
As a last resort, I even tried talking Robert into doing it.
Now, I can see him at Scrooge, with the right makeup.
Well, yes, but, as he pointed out, he can't stage manage and take the main part as well.
Ah.
Well, there are some very complex effects in the show, Roy. I can't trust them to anyone else.
So you're stuck?
Yes, I seem to be.
What about a... Dad said that Joe Grundy fancies having a go.
Don't. Every time I see Joe, he launches into why do the spirits walk the earth and why do they come to me?
But he was pretty good in A Midsummer Night's Dream and a mystery play.
Roy, those were mere cameos. Scrooge has to carry the whole play.
I guess so.
It demands inspired stagecraft, deep psychological insight. Are those qualities you associate with Joe Grundy?
Perhaps not.
Oh, well, as a director, you're grateful if he manages to stumble on stage with his pants the right way round.
Well, I'm out of other ideas, and I better check if Caroline's left any notes.
Roy?
Mm-hmm?
You haven't reconsidered your own involvement, have you?
No, Linda. But good luck with the search.
Kenton?
Shh, shh.
Oh, is she asleep?
Yeah, she's just drifted off.
Oh, bless her. Why didn't you get her to bed first?
I didn't have any warning. 1 minute she was making Gruffalo noises on my knee, and then this.
Oh. You're taking her up now?
I'm going to wait till she's right under.
Honestly, she should have been in bed an hour ago.
Oh, she wasn't tired then.
Children need a routine.
Well, she's got one. Bop till you drop.
Is there room for me to squeeze on?
Yeah, sure. All right.
She looks adorable when she's asleep.
Oh, she is adorable.
It doesn't really help with Jamie, you know.
Hmm?
Letting Meriel stay up. He made a real fuss about going to bed tonight.
Well, I told him, Mary's on Australian time.
Mm. He loves having her here, but...
What?
Maybe Sid's got a point. If we're not careful, it could be unsettling for him.
Oh, I don't see why. He enjoys her company.
Not when she throws a wobbly.
Well, how often does that happen?
What about last Friday? And this afternoon when we got back from the park?
Yeah, well, that was because you handled her badly.
Did I?
Yeah. No, she's always fine with me.
Because you spoil her.
I don't.
Oh, Kenton. It's lovely seeing you have fun together. But being a parent, there are responsibilities as well.
I know that.
Like making her change out of her muddy clothes.
She only got stroppy because you were so bossy about it.
She wanted to keep her socks on and they were soaking.
Well, I would have made more of a game out of it.
Yeah, there wasn't time to do that.
You make time for kids.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, there's a real job to do. You hand her over to me or Jill.
No, I don't.
So?
I only get less bothered because I know how to manage her.
Oh, and Jill and I are no good with children.
You're great. But, you know, as a father, naturally, I'm more on her wavelength.
Well, in that case, perhaps you could show us mere mortals how to do it.
Delighted to.
Instead of leaving us to look after her so much.
Oh, that's not fair.
No?
No.
So, you won't be leaving her with Jill all day tomorrow?
What, when I go back to Jack's?
See?
No. I won't, as a matter of fact.
That'd be ridiculous.
No.
I'm at Lower Loxley, so what else can you do?
Well, she can come into work with me.
What?
Yeah. Why not? It's not just women who can multitask, you know.
Life's Gone Flat for Debbie.
They're so anxious for their visit to go well.
And they've not seen her?
Not since the fuss last week when she landed herself on Kirsty and Tom.
If I was stuck in a clinic, I'd probably do a runner as well.
Oh, it really is the best place for her, Debbie.
Well, that still doesn't make it fun.
Pat and Tony say they won't stay too long. They're not going to make a big thing of it.
Look,
why don't you let Jeff change the wheel?
No, he's with Adam on the deer fencing.
Oh.
And of course we're too far from the air gun.
I thought the contractors bought everything themselves for the sugar beet harvest.
Yeah, well, normally they do, but they're one guy, one trailer down today, so I said I'd help hauling.
Ah, oh, now.
I'm not going to go.
Well, you're in luck. Brian, we need some extra muscle.
Debbie?
No, it's all right, Dad. I'll get the extension.
I've just come back from a 45-acre.
Oh.
Eddie made a crack about it this morning. Asked if we'd sprayed the wheat, though, with battery acid. So I had a look.
I was going to tell you.
Well, he's quite right. It's completely yellow.
Brian,
what have you done to it?
I put some aphicide on it a couple of weeks ago.
Well, aphicide hasn't made it wilt.
Look, will you calm down?
You haven't seen the field, Jenny.
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't realise there was some graminicide left in the tank.
What?
Well, hardly any.
What the hell are you doing mixing the two?
Whatever the rights and wrongs, Brian, it doesn't help.
No, Mum. I'll put my hand up. It was a real cock-up.
I'll say. I mean, how on earth did it happen?
Well, I didn't realise it, but Adam had been helpful and sprayed some of the rain.
And didn't empty the tank?
Well, he had a little bit more to do. He told Andy, but I didn't hear till later.
By which time you'd already blitzed the wheat.
Well, yeah. I mean, there wasn't that much left in the tank.
It was enough to do real damage. I don't know what hope it's got of recovering.
Oh, come on, Brian. It's just one of those things.
No, it isn't.
It shouldn't have happened, Mum.
What's the matter with you and Adam? Why don't you talk to each other?
We do.
You can't do, not properly, or this wouldn't have happened.
I thought you had a Borders and Land meeting this morning, Brian.
Oh, well, that's what makes it 10 times worse.
Isn't it time you were going?
You know what it'll be like if any of the other directors have driven past Longfield.
Yes, I can imagine.
Thank God we took the estate contract off Home Farm. Look how they treat their own crops.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Matt, Andrew Eagleton. And if they've seen it, they'll twist the knife all meeting.
Karen's an ogre.
What, she can't get across any time next week?
No, she told Pip she was going to be busy all half term.
200531.
5-3-1.
And you've noted the cast, Mum, haven't you?
Yep.
Well, that just leaves one more to tack.
I suspect Karen's more interested in spending time with her new friends than seeing old ones.
That's a shame.
And Pip's so looking forward to a break from school.
Well, we'll find other things for her to do.
There's always Kathy's film night.
Yeah, Josh will love that too. Shrek mad, that boy.
And me and the kids can spend an afternoon cleaning and filling all the feeders.
Hold still.
And making up some fat balls for Feed the Birds Day.
300532. And her mum is...
David, I've got all the mums.
Oh. I told Pip we're going to keep some grain back.
Put out for the birds over winter.
Yeah, she heartily approves. Anyway, what's half a ton? Ruth, love. The antibiotics have had a week, haven't they?
It's okay.
Ah, Bert said you were tagging.
When I've entered the herd numbers, I'll get back onto the surgery.
All right. Dad, we're just about finished in here.
Oh, well, you need a hand with anything else?
I thought you were going to be busy this morning, Phil.
Yeah, so did I. Jill and I were expecting to look after Meryl all day, but Kenton's changed his mind.
What, so he's not gone back to work?
Oh, it's not that. He should be at Jack's now, but he's taken Meryl with him.
Why?
Ruth, to take a much wiser head than mine to understand Kenton's thinking.
Yeah, it's always been one of life's great mysteries.
Oh, well, I think Jill was quite relieved. Now she can get on with baking for the WI store.
Oh, for Apple Day.
Yes. But it's rather left me at a loose end.
Maybe you could help with the dispudding.
I'd be happy to.
Yeah, no, actually, that would free up Bert to do the workshop. You know, the timber treatment.
I'll tell him when I go in.
Now, I'm not disrupting your plans, am I?
Not at all.
It's Kenton being a nuisance, chopping and changing.
Just for once.
How's Meryl meant to occupy herself at Jack's?
Oh, she was very excited about it earlier.
Have you seen her today?
Oh, yeah. Kenton dropped in with her on their way to Borchester to make a quick call to our mum.
What's your phone bill going to be like, eh?
Calling New Zealand's not so bad these days.
Yeah, although Kenton doesn't want to risk using his own phone, of course.
Oh, well, we don't mind. Mel's actually out of hospital now.
Oh, great.
She must have been pleased to hear Meryl.
Oh, she was. Mind you, by the time Meryl had done her usual walkabouts and got completely distracted, the call was anything but quick.
I thought that went pretty well.
Yeah?
Better than I expected, anyway.
Yeah, I'm just glad it's over.
Although even with the summer we've had, we should be getting better wheat yields.
Yeah, maybe. Now, look, if you'll excuse me...
Oh, sorry, Matt. Are you in a rush?
Oh, you know, places to go, people to put straight.
Oh, pity. Thought we might like a drink.
No time, I'm afraid.
Not even if I'm paying.
Look, if you're not happy with the change of accountant, you should have said so in the meeting.
No. This is purely social.
Yeah, well...
Only I couldn't help overhearing you and Andrew on the way in.
Right.
Oh, I can't tell you how sorry I am.
Ah, I see.
It's always desperately sad.
Yeah, Exactly what did you hear, Brian?
Well, I was trying my best not to eavesdrop, but you were right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
May I take it there's no hope of a reconciliation?
No. None whatsoever.
Oh, dear.
Of course, that's what I'd like,
your
but...
Your bet's set on a divorce.
Afraid so, yeah.
Oh, I am sorry.
Yeah, well... Anyway.
What a pity, I mean, when you seem to rub along all right together most of the time.
One of those things.
Did she give you any idea? I mean, was there any particular reason?
Work, Brian.
Oh, yes, of course.
I've been a martyr to it. Yvette simply can't cope with the hours I put in anymore. And the fact is, she hardly sees anything of me.
How disappointing for her.
And when you've as many business interests as I have...
That's simply not reasonable.
But that's what she can't see.
Still, there's one small consolation.
Yeah?
All that hard work means you should both be pretty comfortable after the divorce. I mean, all too often a man's lucky to keep the shirt on his back.
Too right.
At least you've got some security.
No, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised how much of it Yvette's likely to get.
Really?
She's got quite an appetite for security. Most of it going into her jewellery box.
Ah, so a divorce could be pricey.
Brian, I don't think.
That's terrible. And what's Lillian's take on all this?
Lillian?
I imagine she's being a great support.
Yeah, Look, she doesn't actually know yet.
No?
No, and to be truthful, I'd be grateful if you didn't tell her.
Well, you don't want her to know?
Of course I want her to know, Brian. At the right time.
Ah.
I mean, you must realise this is a... Well, this is a very delicate situation here.
Oh, yeah.
Stressful for all concerned, especially Yvette.
Naturally.
And I'm determined to protect her from hearing any... malicious tittle-tattle, otherwise she'll...
Want even more security?
She'll be hurt. And even though, sadly, we're breaking up, I'd do anything to spare her that.
That's very commendable.
So, I can rely on you to keep this strictly between ourselves for the moment?
Of course, Matt.
I mean, strictly between ourselves.
Rest assured, I won't breathe a word.
How's the iron doing?
Well, it's pretty well cherry red.
And the anaesthetic's had plenty of time, so shall we carry on?
Fine.
Set into the corner. Dad.
Don't worry, I'm watching it.
OK. Oh, I've got it. Right, can you get to the buds?
If you move your elbow out of the way.
Oh, sorry, how's that?
That's
better. Nice and easy.
So, the children's event's going to be outside?
Yeah, in the orchard. As long as the weather holds.
Oh, very appropriate for apple day.
Yeah, we'll have a longest piece of peel competition, bobbing for apples, the junior conquer championship.
Oh, yes. Daniel's in training for that.
Can you reach the other bud?
Well, if you hold us steady.
I'm trying to. Anyway, all that's going to happen in the afternoon, when the school's finished.
Ah, that's when your mother's helping at the WI cake store, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And George will be doing his apple expert bit.
That's it.
We've got to have something to interest the grown-ups as well.
Yes, I'm always surprised by how many varieties he can distinguish.
Yeah. That's spray gun.
It's all right, I've got it.
All right. And then in the evening, we're having harvest supper and adult conkers in the barn.
Yeah.
Right, that's you done.
Has Pip invited anyone from school?
I think so.
Well, she mentioned a very tall girl in her class.
Oh, yeah, I think Pip quite likes her, but they've not actually made friends yet.
Ah, good. Here's more antiseptic.
This is the last sprayer we've got.
Oh, it'll be plenty for now.
I'll call in at Borsetshire Farmers tomorrow.
That tall girl, Mandy or Millie or something that Pip mentioned, she's not coming on Thursday, is she?
Not as far as I know. Has David been telling you?
We were discussing apple day.
I'm still a bit concerned about Pip.
Uh-huh.
She's not quite so panicky about homework.
Oh, good.
But she's not made any real friends yet.
Well, she's only been at school a few weeks.
That's what I keep telling Ruth. Once everyone gets to know each other better.
Oh, I wish it was happening quicker, that's all.
Oh, it'll happen in its own time.
I don't want her starting to think there's something wrong with her.
Of course there isn't.
But you know how worked up she gets.
Well, we all feel these things keenly when we're children. She'll soon settle in.
Yeah, she'll be fine.
I hope so.
Now, if we're going to finish the disbudding before lunch...
Yeah, we'd better crack on.
It's probably easiest if I back the next one into the far corner.
Right.
Thursday afternoon.
What now?
I'm seeing Dr. Sanders at 5:30 on Thursday.
Oh, excellent.
David, can
yep,
you...
I'm just coming.
Dad!
Hello.
Hold on.
How's the sugar beet coming?
Okay. Yeah, pretty good.
I see you sorted the trailer.
Yeah, look, about the herbicide mix-up.
I meant what I said, Debbie.
I know, and it won't happen again.
Well, I certainly hope
not. I promise it won't. I've had a long chat with Adam, and we accept we were unprofessional.
All right, well, enough said then.
I've made it perfectly clear he can't just leave messages for me in future, not when it's important.
Brian, anything the matter?
No, not at all.
Anyway, yeah, I thought I'd let you know.
Thanks, Debbie.
I wasn't expecting you back yet. Haven't made a lunch.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'll grab whatever's in the fridge.
Was the meeting awful?
It was surprisingly enjoyable.
No teasing about the wheat?
No.
Oh, that's good.
And I heard something rather interesting while I was there.
Oh, what's that?
Before I say anything, Jenny, you must promise not to tell a soul.
Joe's making a spectacle of himself.
Like my specs, Mary. Do they make me look like a miser, eh?
They terrify my little girl.
Well, yeah. We're all friends now, me and Mary, aren't we?
Yeah.
French fries, plain omelette and a latte.
Ah, very nice. Want to try them on?
Can you put Joe's glasses on, Mary?
No.
Well, they're rather good.
No? Well, then I'll try them on again myself, then. There.
Where'd you get them?
Morrison's Jokes and Novelties. Coming to town special.
Yeah. Hope you remember to stock up on whoopee cushions as well.
I didn't buy the glasses to be funny, Kendra Nashville.
No?
I once every... How lucky.
She loves the big plastic tomatoes.
Are you putting ketchup on my chips, eh? Is that the idea? Oh,
she's fascinated with all the sauce bottles and the sachets.
To whoever is it, never mind.
Actually, she's getting quite good with ketchup.
No. I bought them to convince Lindis now, I'm the right man to play Ebenezer Scrooge. It's sort of a finishing touch to my appearance, eh?
Yeah. Well, they do add a certain something.
I reckon that's all that's holding her back.
Hey, the grubby old scarf helps, and the fingerless gloves are a masterstroke.
Eh? Yeah, well, I always wear this time of year.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, if you think so, yeah.
Are you going to have another try, Mary?
That's the girl.
You don't mind a ketchup on your fries, do you, Joe?
Oh, of course not. Plenty on, please, waitress.
Yes.
Right, how about I give you a hand? All right, let's shake and...
Oh, shit, is it? Not a very good sauce bottle, then, is it?
Both together. One, two, three, squeeze.
Oh, that's it.
Sorry, Joe, it's right in your coffee.
Well, your milky coffee's in suspicion of a drop of sauce alert. It's more...
It's all over your top, Mary. How did that happen?
Oh, don't worry. Cathy Perks can soon pop it in the wash. She must be delighted to have a little one to run after again.
Nice pans, these.
Hey. I'm mixing in crocus and tulip bulbs as well. Make more of a display.
You're certainly taking these finals seriously.
Well, best pub in the region. Has quite a ring to it, fella.
Do you want me to do the other tub?
You can do. If you haven't brought a load of college work back.
Nah, spent hours in a recording studio this morning and desperate for some fresh air.
Oh, well then, get stuck in.
And I've had some good feedback about comprehension.
Oh, yes.
Someone in my tutor group said it was the best club night in ages round here.
Ah, that's good to hear.
Yeah. Have you got another trowel?
How will you? Use this, I'll push the bulbs in.
So, if it's all right with you...
You want to try another one?
Yeah, in a few weeks. Making a small entrance charge this time.
Okay.
With the bull taking a quarter?
Yes, that's about right. And what were you saying about running another kind of night?
Oh, yeah.
Hiya.
Oh, all right, Tom.
Hi.
Can I leave you these, Ed? New publicity for Tom Archer sausages and some leaflets about the sausage trail in Borchester next week.
Yeah, sure. Stick them on the bar.
Cheers.
Any news of Helen?
Mum and Dad saw her yesterday. They think she's settling in a bit better.
Good.
And if everything goes to plan, she'll have a home visit on Friday.
That sounds positive.
Well, tell her we're all thinking about her.
Yeah, we'll do, of course. And Mum said to ask about Jolene's auntie.
Ah.
She's,
She's had a relapse. Yes, but now she snapped out of it. She's doing very well indeed.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Helen?
Yeah. Did you say so?
Spectre! Someone informs me our parting moment is at hand.
Joe, I'm informing you. Will you please leave?
Why do you point away?
Because Grey Gables is no place for you to audition in a silly pair of spectacles.
Ah, so you are auditioning me?
No, Joe. I'm sorry. As I've said before, I simply can't imagine you taking on such a major role.
What I heard, you ain't got much choice, missus.
Oh, dear. Look, with the best will in the world, Joe, you have never shown the aptitude or the self-discipline in a huge role like Scrooge demands.
Well, it's the first time for everything.
But there are so many lies.
I've heard some of them already, haven't I?
You've always been rather difficult in the past.
Spirit, hear me. I am not the man I was. I would not be the man I must have been but for this intercourse. Why show me this if I am past all hope?
Scrooge's plea to the ghost of Christmas yet to come.
Very powerfully put in your adaptation, if I may say so.
I have to admit, you delivered it quite well.
So, Mrs., do I get the part?
Jack and I really enjoyed our lunch, Sid. Do tell Frieda.
Certainly.
Now I must get home. Jennifer's in something of a hurry to see me.
That's the last of the empties.
Thanks.
Hello, dear.
Oh, hi, Peggy.
Oh, I forgot to ask. How's Jolene's auntie?
She's doing very well. Then she took a turn for the worse.
So she's...
She's very well indeed. Isn't she, fella?
I guess so.
Oh, well, that's good. Now, I mustn't leave Jack waiting outside any longer.
Hey, bye, Peggy.
Bye.
One more person, just one more person asked about Auntie Stella.
We'll put the sausage trail poster in the window, leaflets on the counter.
Great, cheers.
And when are you dropping the sausages off?
The night before, so Frank can start cooking before I get here.
You going to start at Ambridge Organics?
I should do, really.
That's okay.
You juggling trays, young lady.
Look, I'll get over as soon as I can.
Yeah, she's been playing waitresses all day.
Better than some I've seen.
Mm. What did Brenda say?
No luck. She can't get Wayne to do a special feature on My Bangers for Radio Vorsetshire.
That's a shame.
She says they're covering the whole event, so they've got to be impartial.
Oi, madam! Now, come on, stop that. Stop that and come to Daddy. Quick as you can, please.
Oh, I like the face paint. Did you do that?
It isn't actually face paint. Come
on. Oh.
No, she's developed a thing about ketchup, brown sauce and mustard. Haven't you, you meat? It'll soon wash off.
Jack always gets sleepy after a big lunch these days.
Oh, hope he enjoys his nap.
Well, he certainly enjoyed Frieda's apple crumble.
Well, most people do. So, are we picking you up on Thursday evening?
You sure it's no trouble?
No, none whatsoever.
Oh, thanks very much. What time does the supper start?
Well, it's probably best if we get to Brookfield for 7.
We'll be ready in good time. I just hope Ruth got over her bug by then.
Oh, didn't know she had one.
Well, she had a very nasty cough the last time I saw her.
Oh, dear.
Now, don't leave me wondering any longer, Jennifer.
Ah. Oh.
It was clear from your phone call you haven't come to discuss Harvey's supper.
No. Now, this is something I've heard in strictest confidence, Mum.
Oh?
And I'm only telling you because I know you won't say a word to anyone.
Of course not, if you don't want me to.
Yvette Crawford's divorcing Matt.
Oh.
Not that it comes as a great surprise.
Because of Lillian?
No, apparently not.
Oh, thank heavens for that. So why?
Because he deserves it, I imagine. He can be thoroughly obnoxious.
But there's no particular reason.
Well, she says it's his work schedule.
Really?
She feels completely neglected.
I wonder why Lillian hasn't said anything.
Well, that's just it, Mum. Lillian doesn't know.
Matt hasn't told her?
No, not yet.
Why ever not?
Well, he says he's going to. At the right moment.
And when's that?
Well, I'm not sure. But you can see his logic in not saying anything yet.
I'm not sure I can.
Well, imagine if Lillian finds out now, before the divorce has even started.
Oh.
Well, she'll charge at everything like a bull at a gate.
I expect she will.
Treat the divorce like some great conquest she's made.
And Yvette might drag her name into it after all.
Yeah, precisely. And think of the gossip.
Oh, yes.
It's positively unhealthy, the interest people take in troubled marriages.
Perhaps it's better if Lillian doesn't know.
Well, only for a little while, till things are more resolved between Matt and Yvette.
How did you find out?
Brian heard directly from Matt.
So it's all quite definite.
Oh, yes. But he had to promise not to say anything.
Of course not.
And neither must we. It'd only make a difficult situation very much worse.
I quite agree, Jennifer.
So remember, Mum, neither of us knows anything.
I reckon she suspected it was clinched, you. Or she made out she didn't like it.
So you're now officially Scrooge?
That's right.
Whoa, well, I'm going to get you a short to celebrate.
Oh, referee, she won't get an archer. A scotchie go down nicely.
Fallon.
In a minute.
She tried to edge round it, then.
Wow.
Wanted to make it provisional.
That's no good.
Of course it isn't. I told her. Missus, either US facing me or UN. Which is it to be?
What did she say?
She sort of sighed and said she'd drop off for rehearsal, said she.
Well, I'm really pleased with you, Joe. Hey, what's the hold-up, Fallon?
How about other people ahead of you?
Okay.
So, where's that little girl of yours?
Oh, Kathy's bathing her.
Ah.
Yeah, for some reason, she was rather crabby when I brought Mariel home, so I thought, best let's leave them to it.
Yeah, quite right, Joe.
Now, what do you want?
Two scotches and ice, please, love.
Well, you have to wait for the ice. Sid's bringing some through.
Okay, no worries.
Here, you heard anything from your mother lately?
About what?
Well, then Aunt Laverne. Aunt Stella.
Oh, yeah, how is she?
Well, since you ask.
Yeah?
She passed away this afternoon.
Oh, no.
Yes. 480, please.
Well, she died. Oh, all right, here.
Thank you.
Well, I'm really sorry to hear that.
So if you don't mind, I'll not talk about her.
Oh, no, of course not.
No wonder she's so crotchety. Put the change in the charity tin.
Okay. Next.
How awful for Jolene.
I reckon she was real close to her aunt, spending so much time with her.
Hey, maybe we ought to pass the word around, you know, arrange a few flowers.
Well, that's a nice thought.
Sid, mate.
After some ice.
No, we just heard about Aunt Stella.
Oh, yes, yes. Great, isn't it?
Eh?
I've had a smile on my face all afternoon.
Shame on you, Sid Perks.
What?
Speaking like that of the dead.
Dead?
Well, Fallon just told us.
Fallon said Aunt Stella's dead.
Yeah. Poor girl seemed very upset about it. You ought to see something to her.
Believe me, I will.
Should have gloated when the poor woman's not even called you.
No, no, no. You misunderstand me, Joe. When I said great, I meant it's great that she went so peacefully, lying in Jolene's arms.
Oh, that's something.
Exactly what she'd have wanted.
Worst places to be when the Lord summons you, I suppose.
Still, must be a terrible upset for Jolene.
Oh, yes, of course.
It'll knock all her plans sideways.
What do you mean?
Well, when was you expecting her back?
At the weekend.
That can't happen now, can it?
What?
She's the closest relative. She'll have to stay to organise the funeral.
Oh, yes.
And go through the effects, see to the legal stuff.
And all the rest of it? Oh, there's a deal of work after a bereavement.
I hadn't thought of that.
With Jolene so fond of her auntie, you can't expect her back soon.
No.
It'll be a week or more yet, I should think.
Well, it just wouldn't look right or natural otherwise, would it, said Perks?
Adam's feeling the strain.
Need any help?
No.
There are quite a few posts lifting along here.
Yeah, that's why I'm driving them back.
Deer must have got very frisky during the rut.
Are you keeping an eye on me, Debbie?
No, of course not.
I can just about use a wire strainer if that's what you're worried about.
Adam, I'm not checking up.
No?
Don't be silly.
In case there's another herbicide horror?
Whoa, haven't we got all that out of our systems?
Yes, well...
I thought you might want help finishing, that's all, before seeing Dad.
Oh, hell.
You know, our regular business meeting.
Yeah, a bad day just got worse. Sorry, Debs, I didn't mean to.
It's okay.
It's not you.
So what is it?
Small, silly stuff.
Yeah?
Eddie pestered me to join his scrumpy club.
Ooh, major disaster.
Yeah, then Ian rang at lunchtime.
And?
Wants me to go for a drink next week.
Well, that's not unheard of in a relationship.
And is it all right to bring Owen along?
Oh, and you're not keen?
Well, it's difficult enough seeing Ian as it is, without him bringing company.
So why is he doing it?
I feel sorry for Owen, I guess. I don't imagine he's got many other friends.
You're not keen on him, are you?
Oh, he's fine. If a little tedious, get away from food and he's got nothing to talk about.
Ian seems to get on all right with him.
Not in that way. He's just befriending an orphan puppy, that's all.
Oh, don't worry, Cathy. I can show a few delegates the way to the conference rooms.
And they'll need bringing over here afterwards for refreshments.
Oh, happy to oblige. You concentrate on having a nice weekend with that little boy of yours.
Jamie's so disappointed he won't be spending it with his dad.
Oh, why can't he?
Oh, Jolene's auntie died yesterday, very unexpectedly.
Oh, dear.
So Jolene's staying in Gloucester to make the arrangements whilst he carries on without her.
How old was she?
Oh, very elderly, I understand. Much older than... Oh, really very old.
They're so frail, the elderly, aren't they? I must tell Nigel so he can send flowers.
That would be nice.
And I'll inform him I'm covering for you on Saturday as well.
I am so grateful for that, Julia.
Well, in that case, perhaps we could arrange a little quid pro quo.
There's something I can do for you.
You and Owen. I was hoping to catch him.
Hello, Mrs. Pastor.
How are we doing for anchovy paste? And seed cake.
I don't think we've got any.
Well, black mark against the orangery, then.
What do you want them for, Julia?
Well, my convention.
Your convention?
The Friends of Julia, my fan club. We're going to hold a convention here.
Oh.
And while seeing me will obviously be the highlight, my devotees will need something to eat as well.
So it's really happened?
Oh, yes, of course.
I hadn't realised.
It all come about because of a very sweet letter I received from one of my greatest fans, Douglas Prendergast.
Yes.
Do you know, he remembers waiting hours to see me at the stage door of the Stall Theatre when it was cold enough. Oh, have I mentioned this before?
You may have touched upon it.
Oh, he's such a charming man. And what a good idea to suggest all my old admirers meeting up here.
Mrs. Parsons.
What a day we'll have of it. I expect they'll try and persuade me to sing a few of the old songs.
Didn't Nigel say...
Are Nigel and Elizabeth happy with the idea?
Well, you know those two, no spirit of adventure.
In fact, I'm sure Nigel said it definitely wasn't going to happen.
Did he?
Yes, because it created havoc with our autumn programme. Well, amongst other reasons, he said.
Oh, but that was before.
Before what?
Before I had you two backing me up, of course. He won't say no to all three of us, will he?
And they finished the sugar bee?
Yep, it's all on the concrete apron by the grain store. I'm going to take a look after the meeting.
Oh, good. I mean, it'll need checking. Mm-hmm. Though with all the subsidy changes...
It's a real case for getting out of sugar beet altogether.
Yeah, well, it's certainly something we need to look at soon. And the grain wagon?
Came this afternoon.
No problems with the deer?
No, I think only running the yearling hinds with the yearling stags has worked okay.
Well, we'll see when they start calving, won't we?
Yeah, otherwise nothing to report.
Well, then, that brings us to... Debbie, if you want to have a look.
Thanks.
Adam?
Oh, what have we got? Oh, the consortium.
Returns from Hungary over the past 3 years.
Pretty good figures.
Exceptionally good if you ask me.
I expect Oliver's pleased as well.
Probably. I know I've almost doubled my initial investment.
Well done.
Yeah, not bad for just sticking my toe in the water, eh? But I think we could still do better.
How?
By upping our investment.
Putting more into it?
Yes. Yes, the consortium's actively looking for new funds.
What sort of money, Dad?
Well, up to 100,000, something like that.
$100,000?
Well, with the returns we've been getting, it makes sense.
But
can't see the point of half measures.
You're happy to put 100,000 into Hungary, yet I've actually had to beg for a new sprayer.
Oh, come on, the two things are separate.
Oh, Ian, what about the covered area for the strawberries? I sweated blood getting you to agree.
Well, if I don't look carefully at costs here, there won't be anything to invest.
Oh, well, hold on. So, actually, these aren't separate issues.
Well, obviously...
In fact, you're saying put money into Hungary and there'll be nothing left for Home Farm.
Oh, no, Debbie, that's a complete misrepresentation.
Really?
No, clearly there won't be much slack for
it's a crazy idea, Brian. World markets are too volatile.
We're just as vulnerable to them in the UK, I can assure you. The only difference is our costs are a lot higher.
No, Adam's right. This could just be a bubble.
Yeah, it happens all the time. Investors rush into a new market, everything gets overvalued.
Crash.
Yeah.
So that's not going to happen.
How do you know, Dad?
We haven't even scratched the surface in Hungary
yet. How can
you
say that? You're not there.
You're relying too much on other people's judgments, Dad.
Not entirely, no.
Are.
I've had a pretty good look around. And now I think there's a chance to do even better. I mean, OK, it's a shame foreign investors can't buy
land. Yeah, just as well.
But yards, farm buildings, anything can be developed into properties, they're gold dust.
No, that's completely speculative.
There's bound to be a demand for them later on.
I'm with Debs on this one, Brian. You don't know how things are going to pan out there.
And I didn't 3 years ago either. But I used my best judgment and it's paid off.
Who's the Prime Minister of Hungary?
What?
Or the President or whatever.
What, is this mastermind?
Is the government right-wing, left-wing?
Look, I don't know.
So you don't know if they'll suddenly re-nationalise everything, bring in new investment
Come on, yeah, that's ridiculous.
If they did, you might lose everything.
Yeah, and you can't say it won't happen because you simply don't know what the situation is.
I might not, Adam, but our Hungarian partners do. They've given excellent advice in the past and they're saying now's the time for further investment.
Yeah, but if you concentrated on what you've got here, you wouldn't need other people's advice.
Yeah, you read the UK market better than anyone I know.
Oh, nice of you to say so.
So why gamble by taking money out of Home Farm and putting it somewhere you've got no hands-on control?
It's simply a question of returns.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
No, I'm sorry, Adam, but like it or not, they'll probably be much better in Hungary than here. So we've got to follow the money.
No, now you're muddling me, Kathy.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You didn't send a letter.
No, it wasn't me. It was a girl a couple of years ahead of me at secondary school.
Oh, I see.
A fairy someone... Forget her second name.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but Kathy's saying she was a great fan of Catherine Hepburn.
Yes, I understood that earlier.
But so, when Valerie heard Hepburn was visiting England, it was ages ago, she wrote asking if she could meet her.
Oh, I'd never have had the nerve.
Oh, she wasn't that special an actress.
I loved her in The African Queen.
Oh, adequate, perhaps, no more than that.
Anyway, Valerie got a lovely letter back, but declining the meeting. Do you know the reason Hepburn gave?
No.
Better the mystery, she wrote.
Oh, that's rather a nice turn of phrase.
And there's a lot of truth in it.
Oh, yes. Distance does add a certain allure.
Yeah, well, whenever I've seen a celebrity close to, I've always been disappointed.
They always seem shorter than you think, don't they? Mm. Or older-looking.
And Douglas hasn't seen me for ages, he says.
Quite a gap.
He probably still imagines you as a young starlet. Still... It will be interesting to watch his reaction.
No, Cathy. I've decided against.
Oh?
Well, it's very kind of you to pushing the idea of a convention, but on reflection, a nice handwritten thank you note to Douglas is all that's required.
Well, that sounds about right to me.
I'll make a start on it now. Isn't it about time you two were going home?
Yeah, really.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh. Was that still untrue?
100%.
Then I think you've earned everyone's gratitude by remembering it. And a glass of wine before you head off.
Oh, well, that sounds nice.
Yeah, I've got some nice Chablis in the fridge.
Thanks.
Go on, sit down.
Oh, all right. But I may never move again.
Yeah, you must be exhausted. Well, you look worn out to start with.
I was. We had a phone call from New Zealand at 3 o'clock this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Meriel's mum got muddled up about the time difference.
How infuriating.
I told her to ring back in daylight, but then I couldn't get to sleep again for ages.
Yeah, well, I'm the same if I'm disturbed.
Naturally, Kendon slept all the way through. Oh, thanks, Owen.
Well, look, don't rush back tonight, then. You know, let him fix the children's tea for us.
Oh, he's not so bad. We share most of the chores.
Honestly?
Oh, all right. But I've had more experience of kids than he has, so it's only natural certain jobs come my way.
At least she sounds a nice little girl.
Meriel. Oh, she is. I quite like being part of a bigger family. For a while, anyway.
He must keep you busy.
Ah, now, I've a favour to ask.
Oh, yes.
You know I'm showing Shrek 2 in Ambridge next week.
Yeah, I've seen the posters.
Well, we've agreed that Kenton will look after Jamie and Meriel during the film, so he can't help with the refreshments.
And you want me to?
Any chance?
Yeah, of course. Well, as long as it's not the same night I'm out with Ian and Adam.
You really seem to be getting along with those two now.
Well, yeah, I enjoy Ian's company. Adam's okay. He never has much to say for himself, though.
I've not done badly, considering the leather jackets earlier in the year.
Yeah, looks a decent crop. When's it being collected?
Tuesday.
Debs.
Hmm?
What's he playing at?
Oh, I don't know.
It's an awful lot of money.
You're going to pay for a lot of good kit.
Yeah, and okay, maybe hunger is potentially a good investment, but does he have to go in so deep?
I don't know whether I'm more worried about it going badly or well.
Hmm?
Well, if things do go pear-shaped, there's a heck of a lot to risk.
Oh, way too much.
But if Dad gets the returns he's after, why stop at 100 grand?
Well, he can't have much more to put in.
Unless he runs things down here.
What?
To free up some money.
No.
Why not? He could run this as virtually a hobby farm and make the big bucks elsewhere.
He wouldn't do that, would he?
Don't ask me. I don't even know who the president of Hungary is.
But what about us?
Oh, I guess he'd find something. Use us as desk jockeys to manage the fund.
No, thank you.
Me neither.
So where does it leave us?
What's David so anxious about?
Yeah, she keeps asking after you.
Oh, Gloria.
Where is my David? Why isn't he dancing anymore?
Yeah. Well, unless she starts a salsa class with a rhythmically challenged.
And she's definitely disappointed not seeing Ruth for a while.
Oh. All right, let's get this pegged.
Oh, if you do that.
It's a shame about Ruth.
I'll tighten the guy rope.
Yeah, fair enough.
Who's using this marquee?
George Barford, doing his Apple identification.
So, this is where we're putting the trestle?
That's it. Longest piece of peel and the WI stall are going in the other tents.
With apple bobbing and conkers in the open.
Uh-huh, if the rain holds off.
Well, let's hope so, for the kiddies' sake.
Yeah. No, Ruth's really missing her salsa.
And who's just missing the girl talk, I reckon? That's something I can't provide.
No, it's worked out well. You're going with her.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Like Ruth says, stops her brooding too much.
About Ashok?
Yeah.
She told me he's in Mumbai now.
That's right, so all ancient history now.
Right. You got another mallet?
No, I haven't, but the ground's pretty soft.
How about I push him in so far, you finish him off?
Yeah, okay.
I take it once Ruth's shaken off her cough, she'll go back.
Yeah, I hope so, yeah.
Ain't so on for a while, isn't it?
Yeah, seems like ages.
The GP should sort it out this afternoon.
Well, he didn't do a very good job first time round.
Shouldn't have lasted this long. Ah, an autumn bug's nothing to worry about.
If that's what it is.
Am I missing something?
Ruth had a mistake to me 4 years ago.
I didn't realise.
No. No reason you should.
Yeah, you wouldn't think. Got the way she carries on.
Well, she's made a good recovery. Okay, maybe she doesn't do the lifting that she used to do.
She works like a good un.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, with cancer...
Yeah, it's always at the back of your mind, I suppose.
Mm. And if it does come back, you don't know where it'll show itself first.
Oh, she's not slow to use her elbows, is she?
Meryl? She's only terror.
She's determined to get an apple out.
Even if it does mean soaking all the other children.
Careful!
Bad luck, Phoebe!
Have another go!
Kathy's in her element, isn't she?
They look like a real family altogether.
Even if she is yawning half the time.
Oh, go on, Josh! Oh, nearly!
And she'll have both of them this weekend. Jamie can't have his normal stay at the
dinner. No.
Well done, Freddie.
Jolene can't come home yet. Because of her auntie dying.
Oh, yes. I think Peggy said something.
I'm surprised how much it upset her.
Jolene?
When she rang the bell soon after it happened, I answered the phone. And naturally, I offered my condolences.
Well, yes.
And she was so shocked. She didn't seem to know what I was talking about.
Sudden loss can do that.
Well, fortunately, Sid grabbed the phone straight away and he was on with her for a good half hour.
Oh, she must have been upset.
Be careful, Mary.
Well, no, she was pretty agitated because he had to keep telling her to calm down.
Will he be coming this evening?
Do I have his supper? Mm. No, he's dropping off some beer, but he can't stay.
Oh, what a pity. It should be a good do.
But it's very naughty of you.
Nonsense.
You've got both of them worrying now.
Well, I don't see why. Investing in Hungary isn't going to have any great effect here.
Oh, that isn't the impression you've given Debbie and Alan. And I know why.
Haven't they put on a lovely spread?
Mm. Hope you helped us to plenty of lamb, Mum. It's all Hassett Hills.
I've chosen a little of everything.
Can you get in, Peggy?
Thanks. Haven't David and Ruth done well, laying it out so nicely?
And they must have been very busy with the children's events earlier.
I was just saying to Jack, it's a pity Tony and Pat can't come.
Do you know why?
They want to get all their jobs out of the way tonight.
Oh, to be ready for Helen's visit.
Yes. I'm looking forward to it, but...
Anyone need topping up?
Oh, what's the red, Sam?
A Medoc.
I said it before, you're making them compete with each other. Hmm? And Debbie.
I'm doing no such thing.
Oh, go on. Half a glass, please.
There you are, about three quarters. This may be a celebration.
That's exactly what you are doing.
No, I was just keeping them up to date on the financial front.
Thanks.
Any more for any more?
We're all right, thanks.
Don't miss out on the grub yourself, sir.
Hey, don't worry, I won't. Any more for any more?
If anything, proving Home Farm's the best place to invest might make them pull together more.
You are so devious,
well,
Brian.
Which wouldn't be such a bad outcome. But that was never my intention, Jenny.
And a touch of apple sauce.
I wonder what variety it's made from.
Oh, no idea.
I suspect Georgian, though. He recognised most of the varieties brought to him this afternoon.
Do you want to get to the spuds better?
Oh, no, I'm in no hurry. Get what you want first.
Well, perhaps just one more slice of beef?
Does look tempting.
Has Eddie signed you up for his scrumpy club yet?
He's been chasing round all evening, hasn't he?
The vicar's just signed.
Oh, I wonder if he knows what he's letting his liver in for.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, Julia's giving him what for?
Well, it's not very often you see her at an event like this.
Well, she told me Nigel persuaded her to show David Ruth some support.
Oh, I see.
Realise she knew Catherine Hepburn.
What, Julia?
Yeah, in fact, she says she and Katie, well, that's what she called her, used to swap tips on dealing with fans.
No.
Sorry to drag you away.
Let's get your mouth clear. No, you did right, love.
I thought if the calf needs lifting or swinging to clear the airways...
Well, let's try getting away without that. Mum's just tired, that's all. So, let's put you in front of her.
Come on, Mum. There you go.
Oh, give them a minute before we do anything else. So, we'll have the results
If I'm x-rayed tomorrow, by Tuesday or Wednesday.
Is it at 10 o'clock?
10:30 at the radiography unit.
That's at the Stratford Road end, isn't it?
Yep.
Right. Well, I'll drive you in.
No, it's okay.
I want to.
Thanks. Oh, look, she's taking an interest.
Well, from what you say, Dr. Sanders is still pretty sure it's a virus.
Oh, yeah, this is all just precautionary.
Yeah, of course it is, yeah. But, you know, common sense to make doubly sure.
Look.
That's it. There you go, lick her chest, make sure her heart's working properly.
Oh, hello. Oh,
hello. You having a good time, Jack?
Yes, very good. I've just been into the house for a moment and then...
You lost your way.
Oh, no. I saw the light on here and...
You come to see our new calf?
Yes. I knew something was going on.
Well, she's just lifted her head. She's going to be fine.
Oh, isn't she lovely?
You can get closer if you like.
Oh, aren't you beautiful?
I'll hold on for a couple of minutes to make sure if you want to head off.
Thanks. I'd better see if we're running short of anything.
Okay.
Are you going back to the supper, Ruth?
Yeah, I don't want to see the bad horses.
Oh, wait a moment. I might as well come with you then.
Yeah, don't tell him, but I think Alan's a lot better with a prayer book than a conqueror.
Now, who's next?
I thought that last match was for the championship.
No, it's too easy.
Oh, there must be someone else good at conquers.
What about you, Brian? Oh, hey, thank you very much. Go on. You always used to beat Adam.
Yeah, show the youngsters how it's done, Brian.
Don't bother the man. If he hasn't got the nerve, he hasn't got the nerve.
Fighting talk, but unfortunately I haven't got a conco in there.
There are some left over from the children's contest. Ready, strong. Yes. So you have no excuse now.
All right.
Don't bother me, Betty. I'll take on anyone.
Whichever conco you like.
Let's see. It's all a question of edge against surface area. Especially up against a cheese cutter.
Oh, you're facing an expert now, Sam.
He looks it.
Ah, that's the one.
You sure?
Yes, thanks.
I challenge you to take first strike.
Right, let's have some hush, please.
Come on.
Just a few stretching exercises.
Yeah, now move on. Are you ready, Sam? Ready and waiting.
Good luck, darling.
Professional swing.
I'll have you know I was unbeaten in my scout troop for 2 years.
Oh, were you?
Yes.
Well, let's see.
That was pathetic, Brian. The very first hit.
I demand a steward's inquiry. I bet he pickles his congas and sheep.
No, they all walk like that where he comes from.
Let's hear it for our undisputed conga champion, Sam Batten.
He's making straight for the beer barrel.
I don't blame him. He's entitled to drown his sorrows.
Anyway, Mum, they seem ever so pleased and relieved.
I know they were anxious before their last interview.
Is this Caroline and Oliver?
Yes. They had a letter officially accepting them as foster carers.
Oh, good.
And they've been told to expect teenagers who respond to life in a rural community.
Whatever that means.
You need to put that husband of yours in training before he plays congas again, Jenny. It was rather a walkover, wasn't it?
There's room here, Lillian.
Do you remember Peter Stevens?
Tom and Prue's foster son.
I wonder if they'll get someone like him.
He was quite a handful to start off with.
He scrawled graffiti all over my garden wall.
Rather rude, from what I recall. He didn't turn out badly in the end.
No, not once he got used to the forests.
Must be hard for any child not growing up with their own parents.
It depends who your parents are.
It's just too easy to split up these days, isn't it? Now, who were you telling me about, Peggy?
Jack.
Someone we know who's getting divorced.
Oh, yes. What do you mean?
Well, you told me yesterday.
Oh, I told you a lot of things yesterday.
Oh, Jack, did you hear about Phoebe at the Hollerton show?
Oh, yes. She won something, didn't she?
Mm-hmm. Her silk
silky hens were highly commended.
Oh, she must have been thrilled.
And she keeps telling me, you must come and see them, Granny.
Why don't you?
Well, I intend to. Oh, she loves those birds. And she told me all about settling their feathers with a silk scarf.
Oh, I was just the same when you and Dad gave me pension, wasn't I, Mum?
Oh, we couldn't get you away from that pony for weeks.
Even in bed you would have shut up about it.
Well, I'm very proud of pensioner.
And didn't we know it?
Do you remember, Jack, seeing Lillian ride her first pony round Ambridge? Or was that just before you came here?
Matt Crawford.
Jack, we're talking about ponies.
Did you ever see pensioner?
No, that's who's getting divorced. Matt Crawford.
What?
I don't know where you got that idea from, Jack.
From you. Don't you remember? You told me yesterday, Peggy.
Mum,
I may have mentioned the silliest of
There's probably nothing to it.
Oh, no. It's quite definite, Jennifer. His wife's getting rid of him. She's had enough.
Oh, has she?
But, Peggy... Oh... Is that what I was supposed to stay quiet about?
Bridge Farm has a visitor.
Hi.
Hello, Mum.
Good journey?
Yeah. Mum was right on time picking me up.
I didn't think I was going to make it. Traffic was awful on the bypass.
Well, you're here now. Oh, good to see you. And you, Mum.
Right, come on then. Let's go in.
It caused it to blow your cover. Trust me, Jolene, this is for the best. Now, sorry, but I've got to get serving. Oh.
Another single, Sid.
Oh.
Yeah, still no sign of Lillian.
No trace. Yeah, put it in there. I knew I should have picked her up on the way here.
It's a woman's prerogative, isn't it?
Meeting for lunch was her idea.
Oh, I see.
She insisted. I've had to chop and change everything to get here, so where is she?
I expect she'll turn up soon.
So she's got something absolutely fascinating to discuss.
Yeah.
Cheers. Still, I can see I'm not the only one with woman trouble.
Well, why? Who else is suffering?
Well, you are, from the sound of it.
What?
Yeah, if that was Jolene on the phone, you were hopping around an awful lot.
Oh, no, she's just, worried about me and Fallon having to run the pub on our own for a while longer.
Yeah?
Though I finally convinced her to stay away for a few more days. And it took some doing.
Well, this is because of her aunt, is it?
Yes, that's right.
Right. But how is she?
Still dead, unfortunately.
Well, she died. No, sorry to hear that. I didn't know.
No, it's very, very sudden. Right out of the blue.
Right. But and Jolene was close to her, was she?
Yeah, very.
So, how's she taking it?
She's been rather emotional. Last few times we've spoken.
Oh, I must get her some flowers.
No, it's all right.
No, it's no trouble, Sid.
No, we've had bouquets from Nigel, Jack, all the regulars already. It's like Kew Gardens upstairs.
Then some more won't hurt, will they?
No, right. No, that's very decent.
No, glad to do it.
No idea how kind people are going to be.
Oh, it's great having you home, love. Even if only for a little while.
It's good to be back.
We wondered where you'd got to.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, doesn't matter.
I was just checking the cows. Lost track of time.
Let's get back in and join Tom.
Yes, of course.
In a minute. Is that all right?
Yes.
It's one of my favourite times of the year. Cows coming in.
You always like to help out, even when you win the
cow. Yeah, that's right. I'd have to give you your own little batch of straw to throw down for their bedding.
It always seems so cosy in here, out of the wind and rain.
Well, if we have got a moment, I wouldn't mind taking a look
at... Go ahead, Dad.
She's got a bit of lameness.
Helen's been doing some more yoga at the clinic, haven't you, love?
Only a couple of sessions.
You enjoying it?
Yeah, it's quite good.
What else have you been up to?
I've been back to the anxiety management group.
Oh, yes? How's that going?
Any use?
Some, maybe. One thing they've said sticks in my mind.
Yeah? What's that?
I'm not at Wellborough to gain weight, but to lose my starvation.
That's a good way of putting it.
Isn't it?
Have you found out what's wrong with her?
Yeah. Small cut above the hoof.
Are you going to bathe it with an Hypericum?
Well, yes.
She's not in any discomfort, is she, Tony?
No, I'll do it later. We'll get her in the crush.
Oh, let's do it now. I'll get the Hypericum for you.
We don't want you to spend your visit working, Helen.
It's all right, Mum. I like it in here. It's snug.
Snug? Pat, when she hugged me, her hands were quite warm. Oh, before she went to the clinic, she was always freezing cold.
I know.
It may be only a little, but she's eating, Pat.
Ah, now you're talking. That's what I said to Fallon. See, all that bleepy thumping music, that doesn't do a thing for me.
No, nor me, no. And she and Jazza can run the comprehension nights on their own. But R&B...
But that's proper music. R&B, soul...
Absolutely. Ready for a night?
Nah, better wait for Lillian. Yeah, I couldn't get enough of it as a kid.
Yeah, I was the same.
Oh, some of the nights I spent in the local sweat boxes, James Brown blasting out the speakers.
Percy Sledge?
Yeah.
Eddie Floyd?
All those guys. Ah, it'd be so smoky and hot. You were melting, the chicks were melting.
Great days, eh?
Ah, it's a nice surprise that the youngsters are into all that.
Well, Fallon's been round all the local clubs, into Brom, everywhere, asking.
And R&B's what they're after, right?
Yeah, she said it's a surefire thing. So, we're going to do a club night dedicated to it.
We?
She's sorting out the DJs. I'm running the bar personally.
Going to show the kids what's what on the dance floor, eh?
Well, no, not going that far now, but I'll soak up the music. I feel like a teenager again.
Hey, Aretha.
Aretha Franklin. The Queen, no question.
Yeah, she might have filled out a little bit by now, but in her prime.
What a lady.
She was my idea of pure class.
Ah. Now, see what you think.
What's this?
Fallon's roughed out a poster for our first night.
Swirl.
She says that's the right sort of name for it.
What, the date's right? You're having the first one in a month?
Gives us time to get organised.
And a very nice picture, who is she?
I don't know. I think Fallon got that off the net.
Very, very attractive.
Touch of the Arethas about her, isn't it?
You know, when I'm made dictator, all skirts are going to be that short and clingy.
Getting short-sighted, Tiger.
Ah, Lillian.
Well, taking a very close look.
Where have you been?
Oh, don't be cross, darling. You'll get wrinkles.
How can I get you, then?
A portion of humble pie wouldn't hurt. You're 20 minutes late, you.
Oh, the girl's got to put a face on, hasn't she? Especially if she's competing with figures like that.
Yeah, another scotch for me, Sid, and...
Large G and T, Sid. Can you serve them in the restaurant?
Yeah, sure.
Might as well go straight through. I'm absolutely starving.
Oh, and I'm not after all this waiting.
Hurry up, Tiger. You've got so much to catch up on.
Have you found it?
What's she looking for?
A CD, I think.
She's been up and down to her bedroom like a yo-yo.
It was on top of the wardrobe.
Got it? Oh, good.
Who was that on the phone?
It was Mike Ducker for your dad.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we were fixing up a time to go fishing tomorrow.
Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah, if you want to sit and listen to Mike moaning all the time.
Everyone needs to unwind somehow. We all do.
Yeah.
Oh, there's none left. Shall I make a fresh pot?
Not for me, Mum.
No, nor me.
Helen?
I'm fine.
And there's nothing else?
Really, I'm fine, Mum.
I shan't bother then. So, everything at the Wellborough's...
Okay.
Good.
Tom's right about Mike moaning, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. He was annoyed about Linda trying to dragoon him into playing Scrooge.
Oh, yes.
As if he's got time.
Well, she's still not sure she's made the right choice with Joe, is she?
No.
This is for A Christmas Carol.
Yes, I got that.
Oh, yeah. What was the name of that nurse that let me and Kirsten on Tuesday?
Tom?
She's terrifying. She's got really deep-set eye sockets.
Oh, I know who you mean.
She'd be a natural for one of the ghosts. She's got a right face on her.
Well, that's not very nice.
Oh, Angie. She gave me a fright when I first saw her.
Oh, me.
But she's okay when you get to know her.
They all seem very nice, don't they, Tony?
Yes.
Oh.
What is it this time, Liv?
I just want a quick look at my bookshelves, that's all.
Oh, for anything special?
Not really.
That's the fourth time.
She spent half her visit with the cows and half in her bedroom.
Those are the safe places, aren't they?
What are you worrying about, Mum?
Helen seems so relieved to be here.
Yeah, she does rather.
Perhaps it was too early for a home visit.
That crossed my mind as well.
Do you think she'll try and stay?
No. Well...
she might do. After last week, anything's possible.
You're overreacting.
The main thing is not to make an issue of it.
No.
Going back to the well must seem the most natural thing in the world.
Oh, but how do we manage that?
Well, you're almost due for afternoon milking, aren't you?
Yeah.
And I could say I've got to look into the dairy.
Mum, this is crazy.
Tom, is there anything you need to be doing?
This is totally over the top. Aren't you meant to be seeing Stan Darby later? Well, I told him I might call in.
Well, there you are, then. So you'll have to set off soon to take her back anyway.
Well, that's it. If we're all just naturally busy, she'll...
If you're looking for something to read, love, I've got an Elizabeth George.
Oh, no, it's all right. I won't bother.
Well, it's no trouble getting it.
You know, I was thinking upstairs.
What?
I'd love to sleep in my own bed tonight.
Ah.
It looked so inviting.
Helen, I've left Clary doing the yoghurt on
her...
That's
time I was going.
Oh.
Is that okay, Tom?
Yeah, sure.
I'm still getting used to the routine and I don't want to risk being late.
No, that's very sensible.
So...
Mum?
Oh, bye, Helen. It's been lovely having you home.
Dad?
We'll visit you next week, as soon as we can. Well done, love.
He looked incredibly stupid.
What's new?
After bragging about his expertise in the Boy Scouts, he loses straight away.
Yeah? Poor Brian.
Yeah, you'd have enjoyed it.
Well, maybe. I mean, very interesting, but not absolutely fascinating.
No.
Well, isn't that the expression you used on the phone?
Well, how about the longest piece of peel competition?
Lily,
I mean, I didn't actually see it myself, but I heard Daniel did very well.
I rearranged two meetings to get here.
Mm-hmm. And isn't it worth it?
Well, thrilled though I am to know what goes on in Ambridge during apple
well,
day.
Well, I thought you'd enjoy a nice little tete-a-tete.
In the middle of the working day?
Exchanging opinions. Passing on anything of interest from our own lives.
Well, not a bad idea, Pussycat. It's just the timing.
You see, I thought even if I didn't have any particular news for you, you might have some for me.
No, you know how it is. One day's much the same as the next, in this case.
I don't think so, Matt. Sometimes much more interesting things happen.
Ah.
You know, things you want to share with those you love. Anything like that happening in your life?
Someone's been talking to you, haven't they?
Oh, darling, never mind other people. I'm hoping you're going to.
Well, look, I was going to get round to it, obviously.
Well, now's your chance.
Well, thing is, Pussycat, thing is, Yvette wants a divorce.
Oh, does she now?
Yeah, she came out with it last, day or two ago.
Mm, well, now, I think that counts as absolutely fascinating. Don't you?
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.